It's Friday. Jump the gun. Hello. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Friday.
Friday.
Woo, woo, woo. Friday. Yay, it's just another day.
I'm wow, just teasing. Way to
this
kill
is the
mood.
Day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.
Yep.
As my wife always says.
Yes and amen.
Anyways, speaking of what you always say, let's just say something about this devotional.
Let's jump on into it.
Just jump on in.
Okay, you guys, I feel like this is a little bit of a theme of this week. This devotional is titled Celebration, and we are reading out of Esther 9, verse 22. It says, "He told them to celebrate these days with feasting and gladness, and by giving gifts of food to each other and presents to the poor." This would commemorate a time when the Jews gained relief from their enemies, when their sorrow was turned into gladness and their mourning into joy. The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I want you to learn to celebrate and meditate on my goodness. I am not asking for this for my sake, but for yours. I want you to be free from the heaviness and heartache this world brings. I know how difficult it is for you to truly hand over to me everything that you carry. But when you release your worries and immerse yourself in my word and in worship, you will discover a celebration of the soul. The refreshment your soul is longing for is found in communion with me. Breathe in my goodness and celebrate the amazing life to come in eternity after you're done representing me on earth. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "A great way to find deliverance from your own disappointment and pain is to pour yourself out to God and celebrate the things to come in heaven. Look at the big picture and ask God to show you how to celebrate His way." The Treasure of Truth says, "A true celebration is oneness with God."
I don't know if this is a good analogy. I don't think anything can compare to what we will experience in heaven in eternity with God.
Yeah.
But I've just heard this analogy used a lot where people will mention that women who are pregnant, they go through really hard times in their pregnancy, whether it's getting sick or painful, aching bones and muscles mm-hmm. and all this stuff, and their body's changing and different cravings, all this stuff. And then the pain when it comes to actually going through labor.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that the instant that they touch their baby, all of it's forgotten. Don't they call it like amnesia or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's crazy that, you know, they keep this big picture of like what I'm going through now is worth mm-hmm. what's to come.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, not to belittle that, but that's just a baby here on earth. Imagine mm-hmm. eternity with a loving father.
Right.
And it's just, I do think that we need to remember to look at the disciples, and I want to be careful because I don't want to sound too like doom and gloom. I know I can sound that way sometimes, but you know, if God's love for us, mm-hmm. I say this a lot, if God's love for us was contingent on our health, wealth, and relationship status or our comfort level,
mm-hmm.
then He hated Paul. Mm-hmm. He hated the other disciples.
Yeah.
And it's just like those people lived a hard life.
Mm-hmm.
11 of the 12 disciples were murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened to Jesus. It's like, so we are likely going to inherit some type of suffering this side of heaven.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we have so much to look forward to in heaven, in eternity with Christ.
Yeah. There's always something to find joy in, to rejoice in. Someone messaged me the other day on Instagram, and she was just saying how she's been avoiding prayer and avoiding church and all of these things because she's going through this really hard time and she just feels lost in her sadness. And I encouraged her to get into the presence of God and to turn worship music on and to cry out to Him and to pour all of those things on God because He can carry that weight so much better than us. But there is always, always a hope to hold on to and something to celebrate. Even if that's just eternity that we're celebrating, because that's always something we can celebrate is the fact that mm-hmm. we at some point will get to be in the presence of our loving Father in perfect peace and complete satisfaction, that is something that we can celebrate. And that's why we love talking about like having an eternal perspective, because it does allow you to get above your circumstances and have that 30,000 foot view versus, you know, sitting in, I don't know. It's like, what do you always say about the trees? It's like, you can't see the forest if you're too close to the trees.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like you just kind of said it a little backwards, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
If you're standing too close to the trees, you miss the forest.
There you go.
Yeah. And it does help to take a step back, because, you know, the further you do take a step back, you then can see the forest in all of its glory.
Right.
Right. But if you're standing, you know, 5 feet in front of it, all you do see these giant trees right in front of you. It's intimidating, and you can't see the big picture.
Yeah. Seems overwhelming.
You care if I pray out?
Would love it.
Lord, thank you for this sweet time that we have. Thank you that you offer us an eternal mindset, an eternal perspective, an eternity with you, God. We can't help but smile and think about what that's going to be like, Lord. But right now, life can be really hard. On earth, the earth is cursed and it's broken, God. And so we will be going through stuff, Lord. And I just pray for each and every single person that's listening, Lord, that you will protect us and you will walk beside us and you will hold our hand and comfort us during some of these hardships. God, comfort us during all of them, but Lord, we hope that there's not that many of them. And Lord, we just ask that you will help us to keep our joy on you and only you and not on our circumstances. It's so easy to let some of the hardships overwhelm us if we focus on them too much. And it seems like nowadays, that's what the world wants to focus on is the negativity, Lord. And no one wants to look towards the future. And Lord, we know that whatever we go through on this side of heaven will be nothing in comparison to eternity in your presence, Lord. And thank you for that. Please remind us of that. Please help us to find solace in that. Help us to enjoy that thought as we walk here on earth, Lord, and help us to share that with those around us. Don't let us keep that like a lamp underneath the basket, God. Help us to share that joy with those around us, Lord, and the reason why we have that joy. Lord, we're just going to open up the floor for our audience to pray, and we're going to be praying with them. So cover me.
Abounding love, so pure, love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all.
We hope y'all have the most amazing weekend.
Most amazing weekend.
With a lot of joy.
With a lot of joy. Joy.
A lot of
joy.
Praise.
A lot of praise.
A lot of peace.
We love y'all. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Au revoir.